Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back in our fourth and final hour of Sports Talk here on WWL, AMFM.com, and the Odyssey app. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick. Charlie Long at Master Control taking your calls on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines. Time now for K-Dog's Dogs, brought to you by Clear Claims Public Adjusters. And this is kind of an overall dogs, players that have made my list throughout camp.
So where are they at?
I want to start with Chris Olave, and you're going to be like, some might be like, well, it's obvious choice, first round draft pick. Well, I was on with Newell earlier, Bobby. Tell me if you agree with this. He's got a noticeable second gear, all right? And you know the old saying of, if he's even, he's leaving? He's leaving before he gets even.
Right.
That's the kind of gear he has.
Yeah, the only problem I have with him, if I was guarding him, and I think Paulson Adebo figured this out, is that I'm going to be overly aggressive with him until the referee calls a penalty on me. In other words, I'm not playing off because I think he runs precise routes. So I wouldn't be a soft corner against Chris Olave because he can run all the routes. So I take the approach, and I look at the pass rush, man, y'all got to get there because I'm going to be aggressive and try and jam him and run with him and be disruptive. That's the only thing that I've seen.
The Saints like, will stack him, though, then.
Yeah. No. And that's a good point, Christian. Stack him. You put him, like, on the wing, like, off the line, and then you got to have moves to get off the line of scrimmage. Or you put him in motion.
Mm-hmm.
Or you set him in motion, so it's, you got to hit a moving target versus a stationary target trying to get off the line. I agree. That's the only – because he got his hands. And, I mean, he's lifted up.
He's a bit of a body catcher, though.
Yeah, but he doesn't drop it.
Right.
We haven't seen him really with Devery Henderson at the beginning, and Devery got better on the Sean Payton, all he was catching. The ball's like way too many drops. No, that has not been the case with Chris Olave. No, he looks like a first-round draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, oh, man, why did we draft him in the first round? He's sorry or something. Like, no, he looks good.
And if you watch him, when you watch him, I'm sure Saints fans that have been out of camp, you can see when he hits that second gear, that other gear. You can, it's a noticeable. Hey, he's got the throttle down, and moving.
Yeah, he could take the top off the defense. But I can tell you this, you know, like you look at like top receivers in the league. Like for instance, Brandon Cooks, Chris Olave, were all number one draft picks, right?
Yeah.
But they'll never be NFL offensive players here. There'll never be a Michael Thomas. I can tell you, as good as they are.
Mm-hmm.
Then if I could show you a visual, okay, they're here, but Michael Thomas is here. You know when you like truly, and you could they both everybody can be great, but like if I would say like Brandon Cooks lived up to production, a number one draft pick along with Chris Olave, that he's great, but then Michael Thomas is greater.
He's in a different class.
Yeah, no, it just is. I mean, it's not hating on nobody. It's just the truth. And look, Jarvis Landry, I think Jarvis Landry and his production, I mean, he might be the best productive receiver who's not taking the top off of defense. You talk about moving the chains and all that? Just look at his numbers. I mean, we got the two record setters in NFL history on the same team. Jarvis Landry set the record. Most receptions. And then Michael Thomas beats his record. So that's why when I look at Jarvis Landry, he knows what he is. And he has taken advantage of his NFL ability to be at the highest level. And look, does Jarvis Landry have the skill set of Odell Beckham Jr.?
No.
No. But who's been more productive as an NFL receiver? Jarvis Landry. Even more than Odell Beckham.
He's a poor man's Mike Thomas, to use your term.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
But a very, very good receiver. That's not an insult. It shouldn't be. That's a compliment.
All these young cats, they're learning how to play receiver watching Michael Thomas and Jarvis Landry. They're learning what to do. Mm-hmm. Even Marquez Callaway, who we're counting on. No, you got to do it year after year after year. All these young guys, they're picking the brains when in the meetings of Jarvis Landry and Michael Thomas. They're seeing what notes they're taking. You know, people don't realize, you do take notes.
Sure.
You know, like you have a pad and different things. And, the young players, good for the young players that respect the older players who have skins on the wall. Let me see what you wrote down there. Like, what are the questions you ask to the coach? And when you're watching film. And the players we have right now, like Dixon, Dejon Dixon's doing that. Kirk Merritt's doing that. That means we got the right people and on the team, trying to make the team in that meeting room with the wide receivers.
Bobby, another dog in camp so far has been Carl Granderson. Better against the run. He's bulkier. He's bigger. But he's also flashed with his pass rush at times. He's stronger than he was last year. He's added a power element to his game. He's not just that speed guy anymore.
Well, and Carl Granderson, I don't know what he got in trouble at Wyoming for. Why he wasn't drafted and all. I don't know. He just seems like a good dude to me. When we talk to him, ain't no jive in Carl Granderson. He's packing a lunch. You want him on your team. And I think he looks at like a role model like Cam Jordan and witness what his Cam Jordan has done. Well, how can I get like that and not just rush the passer to be that every down, defensive end? And Christian, I'd say this. Let me show you how dominant Cam Jordan is. Does everybody in the NFL, if you follow pro football, don't we know Aaron Donald and T.J. Watt?
Yeah.
Okay, T.J. Watt, look what he's done with the Steelers, Aaron Donald, what he's done now with the Rams. Do you know, I'm going to talk about sacks and tackles for a loss. Do you know the last five seasons, most tackles for a loss in the NFL, the last five seasons, number one, Aaron Donald, number two, T.J. Watt, who's number three, Cam Jordan. Now, you look at most sacks in the NFL since 2017. Now, remember, Cam Jordan came into the NFL. I think he had like four sacks in college. He always could stop the run. But look at most sacks in the NFL since 2017. Guess who's number one? T.J. Watt, 72. Guess who's number two? Aaron Donald with 70. You know who's tied for third with Chandler Jones? We all remember from the Patriots and the Cardinals. Cam Jordan, 60 and a half. Cam Jordan. Oh, people don't realize
how. No.
Yes, Cam Jordan is a Hall of Fame player.
He
Pro
certainly
Football
is.
Hall of Fame, without a doubt.
All right, Dwayne Washington sound next here on Sports Talk on WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to
other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, man. I mean, so honestly, like, that's just my coach, JT. And I just told him, I'm so confident right now. So just put me out there. Let me play some football. You know what I mean? So he just seeing what I could do, and you know, like, they spread me out wide, having me run little go routes, and I'm catching the ball. So just keep feeding me the rock. That's all I got to say to that.
Sound from training camp brought to you by the Sound Banking at First American Bank. That banging you heard there in a clip is just James Washington, kind of being demonstrative with his hands and back
did
and
you
forth.
Say James Dwayne?
Did I say James again?
Yeah.
Dwayne Washington.
Yeah.
Hey, it goes back to. Again,
I think there is a James Washington.
Yeah, played for the Washington football team, or the Commanders now. Yeah, it goes back to him. Dwayne Washington, excuse me. But he was, you know, very demonstrative with his hands talking there, so he kept slapping the podium with his hands. So we apologize about that. But at the same time, it's really good stuff that he's saying, so we wanted to make sure we get it out to you guys. All right, here is Dwayne Washington on his different mindset now that he's a veteran.
Well, I just think that personally my mindset is different. And saying that, I would just say that every year, you know, as we get older in this league, they find ways of pushing you out the building. So me being, you know, a 7-year vet, I'm trying to find ways to be with the young guys and still run with them guys and still show my talent, you know.
See, there's a guy that knows how the business works. Push
yes.
out the building. He knows his job's not – he's got to fight for his job every year.
Every year.
Especially, you know, I remember Zach telling me this. Man – when you're a seventh-round pick or an undrafted guy, they're trying to replace you every year.
Without a doubt. And listen, and for the running back role, okay, Ezigbo, you know, we want to see what he's going to do against the Texans when he runs. Abram Smith, we want to see what he's going to do. All of a sudden, well, that's an intriguing character. He was a linebacker at Baylor. They moved him 1 year. He gets over 1,600 yards. It's a Baylor record. And then you got Tony Jones Jr. He's been up and down a roller coaster. He's going to handle this opportunity. But you know what none of those cats have? They can't play special teams like Dwayne Washington. They can't be reliable. So you're on the back end of that roster. And he knows that. He knows he wants to be a complete player. And that's why he said, man, I got good hands. Put me out wide. I'll run a go route or take off. You might stretch the defense and – I told you when Andy Dalton hit him in the seam, man, he looked like a wide receiver,
yeah.
25, 30 yards down. So the more you could do and the more the coaches witness you doing those type plays, but his bread and butter is Dwayne Washington is different versions because when you look at like the Chris Banjos of the world, you look at JT Gray, you look at Justin Hardy. Well, I'm telling you, Dwayne Washington is like the running back version of their contribution on special teams. You might think, well, a bunch of people could do that. No, they can't. No, they can't because they're not on rosters. There's few and far between, like an outstanding running back who can tackle. A wide receiver. Let's say you're a wide receiver trying to make a team. You might be, well, so what if he could tackle? Well, if he's trying to make this team, he better be able to tackle.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're trying to truly make a team, show me, not a defensive player, but like it might be a tight end or like a fullback or running back or wide receiver type player and could tackle. Because you provide depth at your position, and then we can utilize you in special teams at a high level, and we could count on you that you'll be a difference maker. That I'm telling you, if you're in the back end trying to make a roster, that's how you make a team.
Shifting gears a little bit to Trevor Penning, Bobby. We're going to hear from him again, and I know he's got a ways to go. He's got some things to improve on. But his attitude is that of a throwback player. Here was Trevor Penning, the rookie. Look how it's supposed to be played. He's got a mean streak to him.
Yeah, it's football.
Yeah. I mean, it's nothing's nice about football. I mean, you gotta be mean. I mean, you want the guy across from you to hate your guts. I mean, if the guy across from you hates you, like, you're doing your job. So,
hey, like that. I don't like that. I love that. Nothing nice about football. You want the other guy across from you to hate your guts.
Oh, well, you know.
Not enough of that. Not enough of that in football these days.
No, yeah, this day and age, like, it's all about love, respect your fellow man. You ain't got to respect your fellow man when you're in a football field. You
want to
knock the crap out of him. You want to punch him in the mouth. I mean, legally. But, I mean, no, that's one thing. Society might change in certain areas. But when you truly in the trenches in football, that ain't changing. I don't think that – I don't know what's going to come about, the latter part of this century, whether it's flag football type. But if you're going to go truly man-to-man, hand-to-hand combat in the trenches and the way football is today, no, you got to be a mean son of a gun. And that's going to bode well for you. And you go whistle to whistle. And so what if your opponent doesn't like you? You want to be an SOB. And you got to be mean.
It's not a popularity contest.
Yeah, you want some player on your team that has empathy and is compassionate? What? Are you kidding me? When they down, you want to kick them when they down. You want to put the nail in the coffin. That's how Conrad Doble, give me those Kyle Turley guys within the whistle, not post-whistle, because you can't hurt your team. But listen, I'd rather that you got to rein in a player than having to light a fire.
Right.
And God rest his soul, he just passed away, Darren Gilbert, who I played with from Cal State Fullerton. He just died. He was like 58 years old. He's in his 50s. I don't even know how he passed away. But like Darren Gilbert, I never could tell him nothing. Because then he would play worse, and that means I would get hit more. So what I would tell him, Darren, being a psychologist, come on, you could do it. Just keep fighting. Come on, you're going to be all right. And then he would do it because he had the skill set. And then you had a guy like Stan Brock. He wanted you to cuss him out and chew him out to get him motivated. So it's how you motivate to push the right buttons with different players. But as far as like somebody want to poo-poo the aggressive nature of football, and in the trenches, no. Give me a guy that you don't have to light a fire. Like Cesar Ruiz. Or Andrews Pete, come on, you have the ability, now go out there and do it. I mean, I should be reining you in instead of me having to motivate you week in and week out.
We sat down with Paulson Adebo, Saints defensive back, who's having a heck of a camp earlier in the week.
All right, Paulson, how you feel like you've done in camp so far?
I feel like I've been overall pretty good. Some things I'm still trying to work on, but feel kind of good about where I am.
Where do you feel like you've grown from year one to year two?
I think just knowing the defense. Obviously, I played in 17 games throughout my rookie year. Just gives me a kind of a sense of ease going out there now, and then just trusting my teammates, trusting my coaches.
And Paulson, talking with Tre'Quan Smith, he said, "Boy, Paulson Adebo really is getting it now." Is that just comes with experience and a confidence that almost you're running the routes better than the receivers are and kind of anticipating what they're doing?
Yeah, I think just the more you're around the game. The more experience you get more comfortable. You start to anticipate things, and you can see things a little quicker. So I think just overall experience has helped me a lot.
Can you take us back to Stanford? So I know, what year did you miss 2 years, or was it 1 year because of the pandemic?
I missed 1 year.
1 year, okay.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, so I was going to ask you, that 1 year sit out for COVID, it certainly affected your draft status because you would have been picked much, much higher had you played that particular year. So that experience last year that you've thrown in and, okay, you're not a backup, you're a starter. Yeah. And so now it's more in between the years, more than anything else.
Yeah, I mean, I think coming in, we all come in, we play this game to start. Nobody comes in to try to be a backup. So coming in, just wanting to compete, put my best foot forward, be the best version of myself. And if that gives me a starting job, then that gives me a starting job. So that was kind of my mindset coming in last year. Obviously, sitting out a year, you know, there's no substitute for being in the game and playing and getting those live reps. So maybe that hurt me, maybe it didn't. But, you know, you can always play the shoulda, coulda, woulda game. Yeah. And just for me, just focusing on what's ahead of me and just trying to put my best foot forward.
Paul, when you're in those DB meeting rooms and, you know, the corners, you all are sure tacklers. Do y'all pride yourself in that, whether it's you, Lattimore, Roby? It just seems like that you're not just cover guys, but you actually could tackle.
For sure, yeah. I think one of the biggest things we harp on is just, you know, making open field tackles, getting your guy on the ground, right? You know, they get paid on the offensive side, so they're going to catch a pass, they're going to catch a ball, but just trying to limit yards after contact, making sure that they do catch it, just catch and touch, and, you know, limit the yards after contact.
Paulson, you guys play the Texans in the preseason Saturday. How are you looking forward to that? You know, seeing somebody else in a different color uniform?
Yeah, for sure. Anytime I can go out there and play in a game, right, that's what we practice for. So practicing is cool, practicing against my teammates, ultimate competitors, but definitely getting a chance to showcase my abilities, you know, on the big stage.
Now, Paulson, speaking of, like, practice, and you have to like that the officials are out here, considering that they get feedback of what you can get away with or not, because you're coming up and you're jamming.
Right.
But when is your hands okay or not? Is that something you also analyze in the meetings when you have officials out here?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. Right. We kind of know what's going to get a penalty and what's not, but as a defensive back, I mean, you want to be aggressive, right? You don't want to start playing timid and not, you know, not play as aggressive. Obviously, if you start getting too many calls, then you have to adjust. But for us, just trying to play, you know, as fair as possible within the rules, but then obviously trying to challenge and be physical with receivers.
Paulson, I do the Ed Reed camp every year, and Ed preaches to the defensive backs, two things you got to have. You got to know how to play the ball when it's in flight.
Right.
Secondly, you better have amnesia.
Right.
Okay, one good play or one bad play. Exactly. It's in, and then that's it. You go to the next play.
Exactly. Yeah, to me, cornerback, defensive back in general is one of the more humbling positions, right? So you make a play, this one, everybody loves you. You miss a play, everybody hates you. But you kind of learn that humility, you know, and you understand the ups and downs of everything. And you're going to make a play, you're going to make a bad play, but just that kind of mindset to just shake back and just fight the next play.
And, you know, Paulson, talk about that learning experience. I think the only negative thing we said about you last year was the Giants game when you also forced a fumble and then you didn't, I don't know, hustle or could you think of the ball and then the fumble. So that's a learning experience, just
for sure,
being
yeah.
part of that.
I think I thought it was incomplete, right? Yeah. So just, you know, lapse in judgment, but you learn from it, you get better.
What's Chris Richard meant to you, your development?
Yeah, he's been everything, man. Just a leader, you know, on and off the field, somebody that is really, really detail-oriented and kind of can break it down for you, somebody who has a long pedigree, you know, has coached a lot of great DBs as well, so credibility and just somebody that you can lean on in tough times.
How would you compare the difference, because you're all counting on one another, I don't know, his personality or just relationship, or like Lattimore versus Roby? I mean, two different cats,
you know, as far as temperament or what?
Yeah, anything.
I mean, we have a lot of different personalities in the room, but we all want to be great and we all push each other. So that's the common denominator between us.
You've seen Alante Taylor come in here. He's in a situation similar to you.
I like Alante.
And he was a former offensive player that got moved to the defense. Now, you were a former receiver in high school. And so that adjustment, but also the adjustment from college to the pros for him.
Yeah, I mean, Alante is great, man, as far as just coming in early, right, first one out, last one to leave. Coming in with that work ethic, always asking questions, always wanting to be better. So, you know, it's times he does some things and I kind of try to take from him, and then he'll ask me questions and take from me. So definitely, you know, mutual respect between me and him, and, you know, can't say enough great things about how he's come in and compete early.
Paulson, you have any opinion on, well, you look at the Pac-12, your background, you know, Stanford, big, you know, Cal and Stanford, the big game. And now USC and UCLA going to the Big Ten. That just doesn't seem right. Is that the same where to you? And are you concerned with the future in the Pac-12 or what?
Not exactly. I kind of didn't really think about it too much, but yeah.
Who's the comic relief in the DB room? Who's the comedian?
Comic relief. I think we got a lot of fun personalities. Yeah, I think we're all fun guys. I don't know. I don't think we're all fun.
Is CD Deuce?
CD Deuce is funny.
He's good. In the meeting room, he's just like he is out now.
Yeah, he's good, fiery, and you know, loves compete, and you know, you love to play with him. So,
how much interaction have you had with the fan base here now in your second season?
As far as, I mean, outside when they come and watch us, we always love their support, and you know, we wouldn't be who we are without our fans. So, anytime we get a chance to kind of see them out, and whether sign an autograph or just kind of wave to them and just let them know that we appreciate them. So.
Have you been stopped yet or out and about somewhere? And
out and about.
Could you be incognito or... Oh, there's Paulson.
A couple times, but I mean, you know, I don't mind being stopped if somebody stops me.
Sure.
Right, but I haven't been stopped too much. I mean, I don't think I get out too much, to be honest. I'm kind of a homebody, so...
Okay, well, I was going to ask you, outside of the pandemic, have you been able to enjoy all of New Orleans has to offer culinary-wise, food-wise?
Yeah, I mean, I tried the food a little bit, but like I said, I'm kind of a homebody, so when I'm not practicing, I'm kind of just at the crib chilling. But I do get out sometimes and, you know, whether it's just go to Magazine Street or something, just look at all the shops over there.
Thanks, Paulson. Good luck. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
All right, bro.
Thank you,
bro.
Hi, that was Paulson, the Debo. Sound from training camp brought to you by the Sound Banking at First American Bank. This is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Before we get to our sit-down with Kurt Merrick, Saints wide receiver, Bobby, what you got on our Oakland Art Jewelers talking text line?
Well, Christian, it's kind of like, you know, you do interviews and you talk to different players. Well, that's a good guy. I hope he can make the team. And, you know, it's just what you do on the field, obviously. And this is from 1620. Okay, Bobby and Christian, I want your input on this. Who is your favorite Saint player right now that's on the bubble that you hope will make the team? Now, I don't know if I'm just being totally Louisiana on this, and obviously they both can't make it, but I think they're both NFL players. You know, Kirk Merritt from Destrehan, 1 year out of Arkansas State. He's been with the Dolphins before. I would say Kirk Merritt from Destrehan or DeJohn Dixon from Nichols State, who's Carr High School, the West Bank. I tell you, I've seen enough receivers. Both those guys could play in the NFL. When you look at the roster top to bottom, I'm not saying they're Michael Thomas and all that, but I mean make a team and contribute. I think both, they just got to stay with it. Right place, right time. DeJohn Dixon and Kirk Merritt are definitely NFL players.
Aesop Winston Jr. for me, return specialist, can play a little receiver, but I mean there's no better, I guess, story than Assumption College and Hardy. But at the same time, Deontay Hardy. But at the same time, man, I like guys that are this sport's not built for small guys. They're small in stature, both of them. So it'd be Aesop Winston Jr. Plus, I just like the name Aesop.
Aesop, and then when you say that's why you can never say now. You cannot say Winston, because if you say Winston, who are you thinking of?
Jameis
Winston. So that's why you got to say Aesop, like Aesop Fables. I mean, that's a famous name, but Aesop Winston Jr., be interesting to see what he does in the return game, what he's going to do as a punt returner, because I think he'll be given the opportunity come this preseason.
All right, Kirk Merrick, your favorite. We're going to talk to him. We talked to him earlier in the week. The sound from training camp brought to you by the Sound Banking at First American Bank.
Kurt, so far in camp, you feel like you're making enough plays and you're having a good camp?
I think I'm doing pretty good. Just trying to build it off, you know, each and every day, get 1% better and just compete. And it's a high level out here. And, I mean, just trying to compete each and every day and just earn my spot somehow.
Kirk,
When you grew up in Destrehan, we all know about River Parish players and the talent that's in that area. Did you grow up a Saints fan or how?
Yes, sir.
Were you part of the Houdat Nation?
Yes, sir. Since I was like 6 years old, 5 years old, we had season tickets. Me and my family had season tickets all the way up to, obviously, when I left for college. So it's black and gold is what I bleed, really, each and every day.
While you were sitting in those stands watching the games, watching mm-hmm. teams play and the Saints play, did you ever dream that, did you ever think that you'd be out there one day too?
When?
Like when you were, just coming up as a kid.
Definitely. That's why I always, say it's like a surreal moment for me and my family, just being able to be here. My mom was here today, so that's a great feeling. Now she's going and watching my sister practice volleyball and stuff like that in Newman. So, I mean, this is a great feeling, and it's so convenient since they're, like, down the road, so.
Yeah. Kirk, I was telling Bobby J, first time I saw you, wasn't on the football field.
Yes, sir.
You were running track.
Yes, sir.
You were a track sprinter, so
yes,
I know
sir.
You were fast.
Yes, sir.
I never called a track meet before, but I knew you were fast. Do you think that's maybe your greatest asset, ability, once you get the ball in your hands, man, to get up the field? Because
yes,
you got one step and you fast.
Yes, sir. That is one thing that I like to work on a lot. It is one of my strengths is speed. And, I've been running track since I was like 10 years old, AAU track. So, and obviously in high school as well, and a little bit in college. So I feel like speed, strength, and all that is a good asset, but I'm really just trying to work on everything, especially in this league.
Those
and
2 years in Miami, how much did that really help? Because you got some experience under your belt. It's not like you were a rookie coming in.
Yeah. 2 years in Miami, I learned a lot, special teams as well, going against Xavier and Howard each and every day, and they were top defense in the league, too, for the past 2 years. So just going against them and then coming here is like basically the same thing. They bringing more juice, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's a great feeling.
So, Kirk, you talk about special teams. Is that whether as a returner or on the coverage units? Or is it – what have they asked you to do so far and what we can look forward in a preseason game?
Really, just all over. To be honest, wherever he wants to put me, returner, kickoff, gunner, doesn't really matter. Kickoff, return, block, doesn't really matter. Any way I can help the team win.
They didn't play running back. I watched him as a running back. Kind of tell everybody a little bit about it. Maybe they haven't never experienced it. Destrehan, Hornville.
The rivalry.
Goodness, that rivalry.
Love that rivalry. I think it's like ranked like top 10 in the country is the best rivalries. Back then, it's going to be packed stands, probably like 10,000 fans come to the games. It's a live experience.
And you better get there early.
You better get there early. You're not going to get a seat.
And Kirk, when you look at the journey to get here, that means you had to come from a solid family and just being able to handle adversity, north, south, east, west. You can't go any further than Oregon when you think about it. Then A&M and Arkansas State just well, you had to be persistent. I know your family had to be a big part of that, encouraging you that you could do it, just, take advantage of the opportunity.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I had a great support system, my parents, grandpa, aunt, cousins. Obviously friends as well that just supported me through the adversity throughout, college and getting to here. And they were here it was only, two weeks of camp, and basically my whole family's been here supporting me. So that's I love that coming from my heart.
Any of your teammates that aren't from the New Orleans area picking your brain on places to eat and stuff like that?
Out here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I was born in Metairie and then moved to La Place in Mont, so I don't really know that much in New Orleans downtown, but I've been eating a lot around here.
What's a couple of your goals Saturday night when you guys take on the Texans?
Just make a play, either it's on offense or special teams. Just make a play and just do what I do.
Do you feel like that your path to this roster is on special teams, being able to contribute there first?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Special teams and then, work my way in my offense on whatever, make this team win, so.
If somebody's dumb enough to kick it to him, they're going to be surprised. Because they got one shot,
One shot.
Kirk, appreciate the time. Good luck, all right?
Thank you. All right.
Kurt Merritt, you'll see plenty of him tomorrow night. We'll step away and come back and wrap up the show next here on WWL. Jimmy and Gretna, we're not going to be able to squeeze you in. We got about 90 seconds before we're out of here. Tomorrow it's Saints football starting at 3 p.m. Fans First Take. Then it's the Bud Light countdown to kickoff. Saints and Texans in Houston with Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister. well, along with Steve Geller.
Well, Christian, football is here. I mean, like, they had two games last night on Thursday Night Football. You look at Friday night, one, two, three, four, five. You had five. Then you got, like, eight on Saturday. You even got a game on Sunday. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all NFL football. It is here. And I'll look at it. It's the rubber match, Christian. I'm going to make a big deal out of it. It's a rubber match. If you look in the preseason, it's tied 5-5. Who's going to come out on top? The Texans or the Saints? And you know what else is unique? Because this happens every year. 6, 7, 8 coaches. You have new coaches that I'm anxious to see on the new head coach, Dennis Allen, what's going to happen. And also with the Texans, they're on the new head coach, Lovie Smith. So two new head coaches.
All right, say goodnight, Bobby.
All right, bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Who dat? Go Saints. Go Saints.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.